Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Diva, Days of Our Lives and Friends. My name is Carrie. You can find me on Twitter at Diva Abdul. You just follow us on our blog at diva.daysofourlives.blogspot.com. And we're on Facebook at Diva Days, and we also have a fan page, Diva Days of Our Lives. You can sign up for our newsletter on the blog to find out all the latest stuff. I actually put a bunch of stuff on there today. If you want to see a picture of Matt Ashford looking like Dabney Coleman from 9 to 5, go to the blog, but you have to see this picture. Because you sit there and you think about it. You know, Matt doesn't look like Dabney Coleman.
Yeah. No, I was going to say, at first I wasn't sure that was Matt. I thought, oh, that's Matt. So does that
count?
Yeah.
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 It's a,
oh,
I mean,
I think he's going to be great in the role. I mean, I think he'll do great. Yeah.
And when you talked about the role, it didn't occur to me they would try to make him look like Dabney Coleman. It didn't even cross my mind.
Yeah, and they did. Yeah, they did try to make him look like it. Yeah.
And check that out. I also have the video promo for next week's shows, the ratings, and I'm not surprised Dave slipped back into fourth place. So there's a lot of cool stuff on there. If you sign up for the e-newsletter, you just get one email a day with all the links to all the new stuff I posted. And you can follow us here on Blog Talk Radio. And tonight we have Anna here.
Hello.
And Miss Marianne.
Hello, everyone.
And we want to give a special shout-out to the birthday girl, Amy Hafka. So that's Amy's...
Oh!
Yes, it's Amy's
birthday.
Happy birthday, Amy.
They said it was her birthday weekend, that's what Bob tweeted. So I'm not exactly sure what day it is. So happy birthday, Amy. And you can follow Amy at AMYHAPKA. And you can follow her husband, Bob, at BOBHAPKA. So, and look at a lot of the tweets I did on Twitter at Diva Abdul. I tried to retweet as many pictures as I could of the Day's Charity event in Boston, which had
a lot of them
Galen Galen Gehring, Lauren Coslow, Ari Zucker, Brian DiTillo, Eric Martsoff, and Patrick Muldoon. And they look like they're having a blast.
Yeah. So, my friends that are there having a great time from what I hear. So.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And you could
love the cute pictures.
A lot of people showed up.
You can go, they're posting a lot of pictures of anybody, who love Lauren Coslow. If you go to Lauren Coslow's fan club page on Facebook, they're posting a lot of pictures there of her from the event. And then you can follow her at Lauren Coslow as well. But I don't know if she's tweeted anything personally, but I know her fan club page, she's very interactive. She goes on there and chats with the fans and stuff, and she's on there quite a bit. So I encourage you guys to check that out and check out the pictures.
Yeah, and you can also follow, if you're interested in attending a Day's Charity event, they're on Twitter, at DCE, I think it's _events. So you can look there, and they posted some pictures from the Q&A today. But so far, they haven't really updated what's going on with the dinner.
Do you want to go ahead, since we're talking about that, and address the controversy? There's always controversy from the event.
Oh, yeah. Some people need to. If you're on Twitter, please frickin' lighten up. Okay, people? There was a cardboard cutout of James Scott at the Q&A event in Boston. Marianne and I went to the Q&A event 4 years ago, so we know how it is.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, it's buy tickets for it, and all the actors on a small podium in front of everybody, and they have an auction raising money for juvenile diabetes. Well, there was a a pretty large carpet, probably about a good 6-foot carpet
cutout. Yeah, he was
supposed
to be there, but had to go to
Burma.
Yeah, I think at the beginning I thought he was supposed to be there, I heard. Maybe I'm wrong, but he's on a trip somewhere in Burma. No, he was never,
yeah.
Okay.
I don't remember him being on the
list
at all.
Ever? Okay,
no.
Maybe it was rumored at one time, or they were trying to get him and he couldn't go or something.
Yeah,
but anyway, yeah.
He usually goes to a lot of the day's events.
He does.
We saw, mm-hmm. Yeah, we saw him 4 years ago, and he was really popular. So Brian Dottillo took a picture of the James's cutout head basically between his legs. And
yeah.
People were just flipped out and thought it was rude and ignorant and that he was bashing James and all that. And so I didn't take it that way. I take it that he was joking around. But, I mean, seriously, if you had a carpet cutout of James Scott, you would kind of do the same thing. I mean,
yeah.
I would.
I would want to have James between their legs, right?
Right.
Right.
I would, yes, I would have, you know, most people would have molested the cutout in some sort of way. So
yeah.
I don't understand why everybody's getting so uptight about that. Brian did come back later and apologize that he was just joking on Twitter, and people were still getting upset, and he deleted the entire thing. Now I wish now I would have kept the picture because I could have put it on the blog.
Did
really
he delete
wasn't
it?
A big deal.
Did he?
I heard
oh.
He deleted it. I'll look on his Twitter page now. But it really wasn't a big deal.
Because I'm sure there's people writing in today demanding he be fired or something, I'm sure. That's going on.
I mean,
but
no, he left out. No, yeah, he got the picture down, but he still has the apology still up.
Oh.
But the picture's down.
Yeah.
Well, that's a bummer. So. That was the big thing. So what do you think, Anna? Do you think it's a big deal?
Well, no, I mean, I just saw the apology, the sorry, jammies, I was just goofing around thing, and I was wondering what was going on. And honestly, Brian is just silly. He's just he's a funny guy. And
yeah.
I haven't seen the picture, but personally, I think people need to just lighten up. I mean, you know, it was obviously done in jest and in fun, and, you know, I doubt if James takes it seriously, you know what I mean? So.
Galen retweeted the picture. Galen thought it was funny.
Yeah.
So,
and it's one of those things where you're there in the moment. I mean, the fact they have a cutout of James there, I mean, that's a total waste if you don't do something with it. I mean, you know, come on. Seriously.
Seriously.
Yeah. Well, and I just literally
I'm
just
sure
got
it was abused
special,
a lot more,
like,
you know, while there.
Yeah. So I don't know. So that's all my thoughts on it. But I just think it's, you know.
Yeah, I doubt
whatever.
That's the. Yeah, I mean there were a couple other pictures taken with the cutout, and it's probably not going to be the last picture. I'm sure other people are getting.
I'm sure not. If I had access to that, I'd be doing something with it. That's for sure. Oh.
Yeah, really.
Well, maybe they auctioned it off, so I don't know.
Yeah.
They probably did. Or maybe that's why it was there, maybe?
I don't know. I guess we'll have to find out. Okay, so let's talk about... Oh, God. So we have to talk about days.
We can't find something else to talk about first? Do we really have to talk about days?
you mean the Galen and Nick show, right, this week?
I mean, you know, I will say this. I saw last week's episodes this past week. I just saw really part. I just saw one and then part of some others. But honestly, the only thing that got me watching the show this week was Lauren Coglow. That's it. That's the only reason I tuned in. Because other than that, nothing against the other actors, nothing against the other characters, but it has been so boring lately. And, you know, I love Blake Barris. You know, Carrie and I, you know, we interviewed
mm-hmm.
him a while back, and I love him. He's a sweetheart. It's just that Tomlin does not know how to introduce or reintroduce characters. It's a poor guy has been, I mean, he's saturated the show with Galen. With Rafe. He's saturating
yeah,
it with Nick. And they did the same exact thing to Melanie when she first came on. Molly was on every day for 2 solid months, a character
mm-hmm.
that none of us cared about at that point. And he did it with Dr. Dan. It's like the problem is they don't understand the idea that you have to integrate a character, bring them back, and allow the audience to either get reacquainted with them to where they remember why they cared the first time, or to, you know, get attached to them if they're new. And instead, I guess Tomlin figures that if he just puts them on screen every single day, that that will somehow make us want to see them more. And I think it does a disservice to the actors because, I mean, I'm sure Blake is living to work. And I really appreciate his work. I really like the guy. I like Nick. You know, I enjoyed it when he was on before. But it's just the way they're executing the story, it just gives us nothing to really, it's kind of a rehash every single day kind of thing. And, you know, putting him up on, as a pillar, oh, you know, I'm gonna take back my parole, you know, request because, you know, I'm such a good guy. And, you know, I mean, come on. I mean, they're practically making him, you know, giving him sainthood here. And it's the same thing. He's getting the Dr. Dan treatment. He's getting, then as soon as Tomlin was back, all of a sudden Dr. Dan was a miracle worker again. Everybody was bowing to the greatness. You know, it's just so annoying. And that's my pet peeve as far as the writing goes. But anyway, carry on. I'll get off my soapbox.
Said it all. Yeah, I mean, it took him 2 weeks to finally get him out of jail. I mean, it just drug. I mean, it was just the same dialogue and the same, like, pleading Maggie and Melanie and his mother and the poor Jessica. What did they do to poor Jessica? I mean, I don't know. I guess that was the original, that's the actress that played her?
Sorry, what would you say about the actress that played her?
Is that the same actress that played her? I mean, Jessica.
Oh, Jessica? Yeah, that is the original Jessica. Yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't catch you saying Jessica. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay.
Well, then I think it was kind of odd, too, is when
Jessica
in the scene with Nick.
Dress her up a little bit, fix her hair or something. I mean,
no one even called her by her name for a few episodes. That would kind of bug the heck out of me.
Yeah.
The whole time.
Yeah,
and you know she was Nick's mom, but he didn't know what her name was.
Oh, okay. Yeah, people that wouldn't have known. Yeah.
Yep. So, you know, I've actually never seen. That's the first time I've ever seen Jessica Fallon.
Yeah, because you know I
watched
the early
80s,
and I have no recollection of her whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Zero, like none.
Yeah, I do remember the storyline where it was revealed, like you know, that she was Marie and Alex's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I think they found her. Somehow, I don't even know the storyline there, but
that's cool if they want to do a shout out to the old times. But hey, how about bringing back Teo Penglis or something like that?
People really remember.
Yeah,
you know, with them bringing Kristen back, it's a perfect time to bring him back. They're bringing the wrong Demira back, as far as I'm concerned.
Exactly.
But,
said it.
Yeah, the bringing back the wrong one to be in charge or to try to take control or whatever, or bring them both back. Bring them both back. Will happen.
What really bugged me about the Nick thing though was in 2 weeks no one mentioned Chelsea. Hope didn't unless I missed it. Hope didn't mention Chelsea. Bo's not involved in the storyline at all. So, but I didn't quite get. I mean, to me, when I think of Nick, I think of Chelsea and their relationship and, you know, and he slept with Billy, too. And we haven't had any scenes with him with Billy yet either. So, I think, to me, when I remember Nick, I think of Chelsea. And actually, I don't remember the whole stuff with Melanie. I just remember he followed her online and watched her YouTube channel or whatever. And that was that's how we were introduced to Melanie. But to me, it was always Nick and Chelsea were the rooting couple, really. That she didn't get mentioned, so. Yeah, and
he was obsessed with Melanie, wasn't he? Kind of, if I remember.
I seem to remember, wasn't it in Europe or something, that something was going on in Europe or...
Yeah.
I don't remember. It's fuzzy now. I can't believe I don't remember the details, but I you know... Kind of fuzzy. I didn't even remember that he had kidnapped her.
Actually, I don't remember the entire reason why he's in prison. I must have missed all that.
Well, he killed Trent, but that was sort of like, I mean, you know, Trent was a...
And tried to make Melanie, kidnap her and make her believe that she killed him. And he had
to be perfectly honest with you, I distinctly remember fast-forwarding through almost that entire storyline back then because it was just so over the top all the time again. And again, I love Blake Barris. I think he's great. But it was just too much Melanie and too... And I liked Molly Burnett. I grew to like her. I mean, I grew to love Melanie there for a while. There were periods of time where I couldn't stand her, the character, again, but I grew to love, you know, Melanie in a lot of ways. For a while there, she was one of my favorites, you know, as far as the fun kids to watch. But I just, I remember during that storyline, I missed a lot of Nick even getting on drugs and doing all that because I just tuned out. There just wasn't a lot to pull me in at that time.
Yeah, and he also killed Willow by accident. And that
is he the one that killed her? Oh, with the rock, the Willow Memorial rock at the beach. That's right.
Yeah, and she was pregnant. She claimed the baby was Sean Douglas's baby.
Yeah,
I'm not sure
if
he was the father or not. But that was a dark time in Day's history, the whole Willow story.
Yeah, that was awful. Oh,
So Nick has a body count.
Yeah, that's true. He's got a trail of,
That's what always cracks me up about Dace. It's like, you know, all of a sudden they're a good person. Okay, so they accidentally killed a couple people. That's all, you know. But at heart, they're a good person. But I do hope eventually we see Goofy Nick back again.
I loved the Nick that I still remember his first scene
like
when he was
Nick.
Doing those silly bar tricks for Chelsea. And I loved quirky, you know, eccentric Nick, you know. I loved that Nick. And I think they did try to mature him and make him less dorky or whatever, but I really found him endearing in the beginning, you know. So, anyway, so I don't know. I think right now I'm just so over everybody fawning all over Nick and, like, going, you know, of course, they haven't mentioned the guy in 4 years, but all of a sudden Maggie, there's like this revolving door at the prison. Julie, Maggie, Hope. Hope's daughter is, you know, why don't you draw another picture
Come
of
on.
Your psychotic cousin Nick while he's in the hospital. the prison. If he ever gets
out,
he might
know
him. You know?
They barely ever saw him.
She was barely born when he went to prison. So.
How could they be that close? That's like, oh. I don't know. It's just ridiculous, really.
No, I mean, so again, they're making it this fabricated thing to, like, make us all believe that there's... Whereas, I mean, again, I feel bad saying this because it's nothing against, like, truly it isn't. It's the writing that I'm not happy about. I'm just... And plus, the other thing that's annoying is that we hardly are seeing any of, you know, some of the people that that I personally tune in for. Kate's never on anymore. And, you know, it's like she was on one episode this week. But, you know, it's like, I don't know, it's just frustrating. It's this whole transition writing. And immediately, as soon as Tomlin took over, you could immediately tell because all of a sudden Dr. Dan's the miracle worker again. And remember that episode where we caught him calling Maggie Mom like 5 times? Well, he's back to calling her Maggie. Did anyone else notice that?
Yeah, back to calling her Maggie.
That was funny.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Did you see the scenes with Kate and Brady when he
told
her?
Yes.
I was actually
home for lunch and I watched those live and I was tweeting. I'm like, oh, I think we need to hug it out now. And then the next second they started hugging.
Yes.
I'm like, I had no idea
she's
that was
dad, I'm so. I could just hug you. And he said, go for it. I'm there. Ooh. There's the connection. Yeah, really.
I still think, I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Where they should go. They should go. I don't see any spoilers indicating this, but what they should do is Kate should be comforting him and he should be comforting her. Okay, so it doesn't last forever, but I just think I would like to see the hotness of his naked chest against Kate's awesome highlights. I just still think that would be an amazing scene. But mm-hmm. I think it would be cool if they, like, really, like, warmed up to each other and kind of, they've always had kind of an interesting relationship. And there's always been a little bit of heat there, and so I just think they could be really hot.
Oh, yeah. Did you see CBS Soaps in Depth, their Twitter handle actually tweeted that they wanted to see Kate and Brady together, too.
Oh, boy.
Ooh. Yeah, the Soaps in Depth magazine. Mm-hmm.
Oh, speaking of that, Soaps in Depth did a 4-page article on Lauren, too, so if anybody's interested in that, they, I think it's on newsstands till next week, so check that out.
That's really cool.
But, yeah, and, it was Thursday's episode. Kate was on. It was nice because, yeah, and then she had some scenes with Sammy. And mm-hmm. I tweeted about that. It's like, oh, bring on Cammie. You know, everybody mm-hmm. loves Kate and Sammy. But, mm-hmm. you know, I haven't seen any spoilers that indicate that's actually got legs, you know. So it's like they're throwing us a bone, and then where does it go, you know. So, I mean, I was getting kind of excited thinking, oh, Sammy's getting back to work and Kate's heading up what I'm now referring to as Kate World instead of Mad World.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought, oh, this could be good again, you know, but I don't know. At least Mardar, I mean, say what you will about him, but at least they had everybody working and they actually had sets at their offices and stuff like that. And
mm-hmm.
now we hardly ever see anybody working.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do with Brady. It looks like Nicole is going to be in a stupid triangle with Daniel for a while. And then she's probably going to move on with Eric Brady, who's coming in, I think, mm-hmm. the second or third week in November.
That should be
So what are you going to do with Brady?
Yeah.
Nicole's with Eric, and there's no Madison. And he's related to a ton of women on the show. But people were speculating, they wanted Kristen and Demira and Brady.
Mm,
the thing is that Kristen was an adult when Brady was born, so that's kind of funny in a way.
I would think that.
So, I don't know. What do you do with
Brady? I don't know. I wouldn't like to see that combination, though.
Nope, I would not.
Kristen and Brady. No.
I'd be open-minded. Yeah, and some people thought maybe Brady and Jennifer. But, I think we're stuck in Danifer hell for a long time.
Oh, really?
Oh, I think so.
Jeez.
Oh, unless you know something else.
No, I don't. I didn't know that was gonna. I've kind of been out of it. Unfortunately, it's like I've hardly even cared about checking much on the spoilers because I'm so like bored with the whole. You know, it's like. I don't know. We had some cool scenes when Ian was leaving. Unfortunately, he's so awesome, you know. And it's like, you know, there were some great scenes when he was leaving, and then it's just like nothing.
Yeah. Well, Nicole moved in at Jennifer's.
Awesome.
Nicole's afraid EJ is going to take her baby, which is funny because EJ decided instead to let Rafe claim Nicole's baby is his. But he thinks that'll drive a wedge between Rafe and Sammy. Right, with Sammy thinking, yes. So
terrible.
EJ throws his baby under the bus.
Under the bus, lovely.
To keep safe apart. So he's father of the year so far, you know. Way to go there, EJ. And Sammy's not worth fighting over. Oh, but the whole Jennifer thing, yeah. So Nicole was still kind of conspiring to keep Daniel. Nicole found out this way she's having a boy. So that was a neat little twist. She's always been about a little
girl.
And then
she has the forward of the little boy, like he's 5 or 6.
Oh, I saw that.
And they're the
one
big happy family. And they're making Nicole, like, goofy. I mean, this delusional, you know, unrealistic. She's going to be with Daniel, and she's going to do everything she can to get Daniel. And, you know, the same thing again with EJ, you know. I don't know.
Yeah,
like,
her daydreaming about
smarter than that.
Yeah, and I'm just not into Daniel and Nicole. I'm not into Daniel and Jennifer. I'm not into that.
Period.
I just can't believe that the two big stories coming up are ones I'm just absolutely not interested in seeing at all, because we've seen it before. Except for Nicole and Daniel is kind of a newish thing, but we've seen Jennifer already. We've seen Safe already. We've seen EJ and me already. It's just. I'm just not interested.
Makeup,
oh,
they're like,
mentioned...
damn, God. Makeup
or
mine.
And, yeah, and Nick and Gabby get together. So that's another bizarre.
They're crazy now.
Yeah, the crazy. They're going to be the new crazy couple.
The crazy couple.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
oh, anybody.
Go
I wonder
ahead.
If they'll, you know, if Chad will ever let Melanie know or anybody know what Gabby did. I guess that Gabby's not going to pay for that, I guess, for what she did.
Oh, no,
Melanie.
Of course not.
Ugh. No, no. He's doing that to save
okay.
Melanie's feelings.
Okay, here's
know,
your assignment,
he's doing it,
Nick.
But still.
Okay, here's your assignment, should you choose to accept it, Nick. Remember that that Willow Memorial Rock that you left on the beach? See Gabby. Have Gabby Gabby's head make contact with Willow Memorial Rock. I'm sorry, that's me, but... I don't like encourage violence or anything, but she accidentally fell, tripped, and it hit her head on the grok. I mean, you know,
yeah.
Accidents happen 3 or 4 times in a lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wonder what Nick would. Is this whole thing Nick and Gabby a non-starter? When Nick finds out Gabby was behind Melanie's kidnapping, wouldn't he dump her anyway?
Wouldn't they have something in common then?
Yeah, they're both kidnapped Melanie.
Yeah.
Not like he could, no pun intended, cast stones.
Yeah. Or rocks, yeah.
Or rocks. Or Willow Memorial Rocks, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, and Nick ends up working at the pub. So you have Nick and Gabby working at the pub. And Nick they said, I guess you call him a scientist.
Because, I mean, you know, all felons are allowed to serve liquor to in public establishments and stuff.
Yeah, and she
I
went
guess
with
they really
problems.
Got rid of, I guess they got rid of Chez Rouge, huh? Because haven't seen that in a while.
Yeah, so you have a drug addict serving alcohol.
Yeah, perfect.
So, yeah, that's a good idea. That's a real good idea. Because, you know, Melanie never shows up at the pub.
yeah. Awkward. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess this will give Julie, Maggie, and Hope something to do for the they'll have the Nick project for a while.
Well, yeah, Julie got dropped from the Nick project, though. I mean, what the heck happened? She was all there the first.
Wow. It's like,
yeah.
She's
she was
there, and now she's been replaced by her.
She started it.
Yeah.
Yeah, now Maggie's practically getting all the credit for Nick being let out. I mean, Julie wasn't even at the parole hearing. She wasn't even in the building.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's
and
weird.
Funny how. It's so goofy how they had Melanie barge into the parole hearing, which was funny, but she somehow snuck past everybody and went into a secret door that no one knew about because the door they were using was on the other side of the room. I mean, that was just a bizarre continuation error that she even did that. She used another door, even though they were all using the same door, and it led to the same hallway they were all standing in. I don't get that either. But whatever. Yeah, so I don't understand why they jumped Julie, because Julie was one of the one reasons everybody was excited to watch the next story. So Julie got used to kind of manipulate Melanie, and she's dropping him. We're not going to see her again. She doesn't even get to spend time with her cousin. So, I don't know. At least she'd get a hug out of Nick or something, you know, throw her a bone a little bit. So.
Well, I mean, my thing is, you know, I think Nick is great as a character to complement the others and to be, you know, that's fine if they want to shine a light on his character for a while with him back, but I honestly don't think that they're going to be able to have that as the lead story for long without it just tanking the show. And I'm not saying again, nothing wrong with Blake's performance or anything. You know, it's
he's
just
not
that
strong of a
it's
character.
Just that people. It's just that with anything, you don't go from 0 to 60 with a character and expect people to tune in and care and watch. I mean, now, yes, there are fans that love Nick and love Blake that are going to tune in because they love him. And that's great. Uh-huh. But you know what? All the people that want to see James Scott or Brian DiTillo or, you know, any number of other people are going to be pissed if they tune in every day to see Hope and Maggie fawning all over Nick. And then they throw him into a love story with Gabby, who is almost universally despised. And so it's like, and not in a good way, you know. I mean, I'm sorry, but, you know, the whole villain thing, she didn't exactly carry that off. So it's like, ugh, you know. And I think she's a sweet girl as an actress and stuff, but I wish her well.
You crazy Dan back.
But,
remember Crazy Jan?
Oh, I vaguely remember her, but yeah.
She just had a baby. She just had a baby.
Yeah, I saw that. She just had a baby.
Yeah.
But she was good, though. She was good as the
little
girl. She was good. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, before the nicification of Melanie, she was a great little villainess. I liked her, the way she could play both sides of the fence really well, but I don't know. I just have never... I've never found Gabby that interesting, I guess. I don't know. But, oh well.
Some of the Hernandezes were very interesting.
That whole thing with Rafe, they're just focusing on him. You know, it's like you can tell every scene that Sammy's in where she's with EJ or talking about EJ, all of a sudden they pan to the next scene, and in walks Rafe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, geez. Oof.
Yeah, and then when she got mugged and you know, Rafe came to her rescue and she fell on top of Rafe. And I tweeted to someone, I said, I don't know, I think I'd rather get mugged than fall on top of Rafe.
Oh. And, you know, I mean, I think he's an attractive, I've said before, I think he's an attractive man. It's nothing against his looks to me. I'm just, it's just the character.
He's an attractive man,
boring.
But the character just takes that attractiveness away for me.
Shame. It's a shame.
Yeah, just the boring, just, oh, he's just...
I mean, even he had this one little scene, he had this
mug.
Little scene with Kate years ago, and he was, you know, she even made him, like, kind of interesting.
So does Nicole.
Like, Nicole, and Nicole
like
really
Nicole.
Brought out a side in him that I like. Why won't these writers ever, I mean, I'd love to see
but not
even
Sammy.
Eric Brady
but
and
not
Rafe.
Sammy.
I wouldn't even mind seeing Rafe Hernandez versus Eric Brady if they're going to do that. You know, it's just, I don't know. I mean, I'm looking forward to Greg Vaughn. I think that'll be a nice addition, but I certainly hope we get to see him out of his priest habit and in some shirtless scenes. Not that I'm one-track mind or anything, but and I saw, speaking of which, Mr. Shirtless himself, Eric Martsoff, was shirtless at the event today.
Yeah. Oh, was he?
Oh
they
yeah.
auctioned off his shirt, maybe.
I don't know, but yeah. I saw
him
shirtless.
Did we try to get
shirtless.
Brian to take his shirt off in Burlington?
I don't know. Well, I know he took it off.
I don't remember that.
Don't you remember that? I thought we were, you know, I thought he said something about taking his shirt off or something, and then he never did.
Oh, I know he didn't do that because I would remember
that
part. He
did it Day of Dave one year. I saw that.
That's funny. So, we were talking. See, I got distracted. I was just thinking about shirtless men. I don't even know what the hell we were talking about.
Brian and James.
Teo.
I see 770. Angela, if you're in the queue and you want to talk, press number one. So right now you're listed as just listening. So I'm just letting you know, Angela, if I see you there. Okay. Well, we have some interest. Oh, we didn't go through with Chad, Melanie. Chad popped a question on Friday.
Oh.
So, yeah.
I didn't know that.
That came out of the blue. Yeah.
I wonder if he's leaving, too. Do you think he's leaving? Is he one of the people that's leaving at some point?
She's leaving the 27th. I don't know. Now
I think
he's staying.
Yeah.
Maybe down the road. I mean, I like the fact that he embraced his Demira side recently when he said, reminded Gabby that he was a Demira and that Demiras never forget or never forgive or something like that.
Right. He told Nick
that,
too.
See, Demira. They need to give him material where he can actually truly embrace his Demira side.
Right.
Because that's been my whole problem. I loved the storyline with Kate and Stefano when that whole story was evolving, where he became, you know, when it was revealed that he was actually Stefano's son. But then they just dropped it. They just dropped the whole. They had so many things going for him with with the baby that died actually being his, but that was actually Gamera baby, and just all this stuff. They had so much good stuff going, and they just dropped it, and it was like it was a non-issue. For a long time, nobody even remembered he was a Gamera.
Yeah.
So if they embrace that again, great, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've noticed a few things that Tomlin has brought back that I like, and I can't remember what they are, though. But, you know, there are a few moments where I'm like, oh, yeah, I liked the fact. Oh, I know.
Oh, Maxine came back.
Melanie, I will say this. Mm-hmm. Melanie and Brady have had quite a few scenes together since Tomlin's been writing again, and that's something that was lost for a long time. So
yeah.
I'm glad they brought that back, but I don't know. I mean, I'm still not happy with the writing right now at all.
And Kayla's back as chief of staff.
Yeah.
Now she's back in the hospital.
Yeah.
And they want Jennifer to come back and work.
Yeah.
Daniel there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have to talk about Jennifer. Holy freaking,
yeah.
You got to be kidding me. She's the last person
who should
be the director.
Did you like her
chic
Mennonite outfits?
The last person what?
She's the last person who should be hired at hospital as a director of communications. Let's see what happened. She knew a doctor was on drugs and didn't report it. So that's a problem.
Yeah.
I can't remember if that's the reason why she got fired or some other reason why she got fired. But and then I think it was. And then she got arrested for trying to cheat the election for aid. So she's already showing she's having some moral problems. So why would you want her as the director of communications for your hospital when she has a massive credibility problem? Even with that, even if someone is a director of communications, it wouldn't
the
be
plot.
Necessarily mingling with the doctors and the nurses and the staff. I don't think they would actually be doing that. I mean, basically, her job is, if someone dies and they shut up, is to spin it. That's her job.
Yeah.
Her job,
but she needs
really
to be
does.
In Daniel's orbit, of course, so.
Yeah.
Better way.
Yeah. And Kayla had a funny look on her face. It was in the hospital. I can't remember what it was about. If it was about Jennifer and the job or what it was. But I always remember she had a funny look on her face. So, yeah, I'm kind of surprised that they're writing more for
Kayla. I think
she's
trying to play matchmaker with the two of them, is what I'm thinking. That's what, you know.
Well,
already.
I'm sorry, if my husband just died, I would smack anybody trying to fix me up.
Yeah,
you know,
kind
of
the
week later.
That's
so disrespectful.
I think it's gross. You know, I don't get that. I mean, seriously, I wouldn't mind seeing Kayla and Daniel. Instead of,
interesting. Yeah, Kayla and Daniel. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the very first place when he first came on, I wanted Daniel with Lexi. You know.
They kind of went there a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, and I thought Renee Jones was kind of interested in that, and she said that whole thing kind of got dropped. So, I don't know. But, yeah, so Jennifer. I mean, you look at it, the whole thing is funny. I mean, Sammy should never be a CEO of a corporation. And she only has a massage therapist certification. That's her highest high school. That's her highest academic achievement. She never went to a single class in college. She's a huge rap sheet. And, you know, she's switching DNA tests in the hospital. And there's no way in hell Sammy would hire her for that job. So I mean, it just kind of cracks me up. But then you have someone like Nick. I mean, yeah, he has a rap sheet, but he's probably one of the smartest people on the show, and he's going to be slinging drinks. I'm just kind of goofy. But, I'm at the point now, I'm just done with Jennifer, tell you the truth. You know, Jennifer without Jack isn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not interesting.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
So. Okay, what else? Oh, we already mentioned Kate Brady. And we mentioned Julie. Holy cow. Oh, Will and Sonny. That's one thing.
Will and Sonny.
About. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. They kind of just keep missing each other. Getting the wrong impression. He, you know, he wanted to ask him to go to the concert or something. But then he heard him on the phone with that Brian kid, and he walked out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see Marlena was on talking
oh,
to
yeah,
him.
Marlena.
Yeah,
they
and
really
Marlena
backburned. And they really backburned John and Marlena. Holy cow.
They sure have.
John's on like once a week.
Yeah, John hasn't been on for a long time.
Yeah.
Right? I haven't seen. Mm-hmm. And Marlena's only on to, you know, for Will and Sammy.
So I'm sorry, Rose is sending me messages. She can't, she's listening, but she, for some reason or other, she can't get on the show, but she wanted to call in and talk. So, but, yeah, oh, God. See, now I can't remember what we're talking about. Oh, yeah, Chad and...
Oh, Will and Sonny.
Will and Sonny, yeah. He came back to town, and he found out Will was gay, and he got upset, and he punched Sonny. He thinks Sonny turned Will gay.
Mm-hmm.
And then Justin wanted to call the police, and Sonny refused. And then the next time Sonny saw T, he knocked him out at the Horton Town Square. So they're kind of even now, and they kind of made up, which is kind of weird.
No, I think he might be in the closet. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
They were kind of trying to imply that, I think, a little bit. You know,
yeah.
Like him being, he's protesting too much a little bit.
Yeah. It just, then you have three gay guys the same age, not including some of these six episode nutters guys are throwing in here, and you only have Chad and Nick that are straight. I mean, to me, I think you're kind of throwing in a little too many. It's not like T's going to hook up with Will or Sonny anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't see that happening.
Yeah.
But I did like Will's conversation with Marlena that basically said he's kind of just scared of the date. You know,
mm-hmm.
I thought that was really realistic. So.
Yeah.
It makes sense for him
he's
to
still
date
confused.
Sonny.
He's still a little confused because he's going to with Gabby and
he's still guilty about the whole Gabby thing too. He's always looking at her. Yeah, of course I. So it looks like Will and Sonny are going to start off here pretty soon. So we'll see. But I'm looking forward to the scenes that Sonny's going to have with Adrian. Because she tells him to stay away from Will. She doesn't like Sammy. She thinks Will's parents are crazy.
Well, she got a point. Yeah.
Well, but isn't that great, though? I mean, because you would have that with a straight couple coming together. I mean, you would have Kate interfering and trying to, you know, that was one of Kate's sons. She would be there trying to steer them away from, you know, if it was Sammy or Nicole or someone. So to me, it makes perfect sense that Adrian is interfering. Even though, you know, she probably thinks Will's a good kid, but I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Not so much for
I mean, I hope they continue to write a good story. I mean, it was so well written for so long, even through different writing teams.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
Chandler was just so awesome through all of it. But, you know, like one thing I think I'm going to miss is the whole EJ and Will angle. That was so fun to watch those two together.
Mm-hmm. I hate that it quit working.
And it's almost
EJ
like
now.
That's another thing. Tomlin came in and boom, that's over. You know,
yep.
I mean, didn't Will actually have a talk with him, basically breaking up with him? You know?
Of course, yeah, basically breaking up with him, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, geez, I can't do this anymore. You know, it was weird. It was like it's a business relationship, but still it was almost like I'm just not that into you, you know. It's like, it was just weird. I don't know. I do like the fact that the Sammy-Will relationship has been paired. It is fun to see them getting along, even though I enjoyed the conflict, and
mm-hmm.
it was key for a lot of the Umbrella story last year. But
it'll happen again, I'm sure.
I'm sure it will. But I am enjoying how they're sort of on the same team, being bad together, you know? It's like
being bad together with EJ, yeah, kind of that little...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Almost like, the, I think we talked about that one time, they both have a crush on EJ kind of thing. But it seems like Tomlin's put the kibosh on that now, so I don't know. But I really enjoyed James and Chandler's scenes. Those were fun. But
oh, yeah, they had great kind
of
Beta
Cap. Cute. I think it's cute that
made it fun.
Sunny's being pursued by this kid who's like, okay, I've won your mom over. Do you have a dog? You know, he's trying to figure out all the ways he can, like, win Sunny over. It's kind of cute.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
but I
just, Patty.
You know,
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
Patty, Maddie, in the chat room had an excellent point that considering the parents Adrian had, she probably shouldn't be throwing stones at Sammy and Lucas.
Oh.
Which is a good point. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, her mom was okay, but I mean, her mom put up a lot of crap, though, from her husband. I can't remember his name, though. What was his name?
Duke.
Duke Johnson is a thousand times worse than Sammy Brady by any stretch of the imagination. So, yeah, thanks. But, yeah, that's a good point from the chat room. Yeah. Yeah, so but the thing is, too, I got to say from Will's point of view that Sonny's a hell of a catch.
Oh, yeah.
He is. I mean, he's cute. Mm-hmm. He's an entrepreneur. He's, So I wonder, do you think the reason Will pulled out of the kiss was he was scared, or was it because he didn't see it coming, that he didn't think Sonny was interested in him? What do you think he didn't want the kiss, and they had that fight a couple weeks ago?
I think maybe he didn't think Sonny was, maybe he was just considering Sonny more of a friend and thought the same with Sonny, and it's just too close. Like, they were just kind of like within a family kind of, they're not related, I know, at all, but they're still kind of close that way.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe more shocked that Sonny, you know, was into him like that. I don't know. But I still think Will's a lot confused, too. He's still confused.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's still trying to figure himself out.
Rose sent me a DM saying she wants to see a Kate and Adrian cat fight over Will and Sonny.
That'd be cool.
We need more Adrian and Kate scenes. I can't remember them actually have one, so that'd be pretty cool.
Not really, yeah. We do need more Adrian and Justin, too.
And a scene together would be nice, too. Brody Hutzler wished Chris Alfonso happy birthday on Twitter and mentioned Hotrick. And so everybody started talking. They wanted Patrick Lockhart back on the show, and then we can get Judy to play Bonnie Lockhart again.
Oh, I wonder if they're thinking about bringing him back since Bo's leaving, or since Brady's leaving. Maybe that wasn't just a random tweet, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Smart. Mm-hmm.
You never know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I could see that, but he was really just
a
fling. Oh, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. He worked with EJ, too, so it's not just Hope he has a connection with.
I completely forgot about that. I think I think I was actually just starting to watch the show again after years of being away when I walked into that story. So I didn't really see a lot of their relationship before Sierra was born, but I know there was the question about who the daddy. But and then he was gone. So
they were the mysterious gloved hand together, and EJ at one point beat the crap out of Patrick.
That's right.
Bludgeoned the hell out of him.
I do remember that, I think. Yeah, so I'm sure the jammies are frustrated with all this race-safe crap that's coming back. Did you guys notice, or maybe we talked about this last time, but since we didn't have one last weekend, I can't remember when it happened, but there was one episode where they must have mentioned other characters must have mentioned safe like 5 or 6 times, like Nicole something. I want a man who makes me feel safe or something, or it's okay for me to have, you know, and like I don't know. I watched, it seemed like in that episode, like four or five different times, Safe was mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hate that they bring in Rafe back into the picture. It's like, God, he was gone. And it's like,
I mean, well, see, that's the thing. I really, really liked him with Nicole. And I just,
I mean, it's
so rare to find someone that I really like him with. And I just,
I
liked
him better than Daniel.
I think, oh, my gosh, that would have been so, like, cool to pursue that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. It's annoying.
I guess they don't see the same things we do. But no, I'm sure a lot of people...
I'm just glad Nicole is still pregnant. I'm so glad that she's still...
Yeah, I didn't want her to lose.
Because they've really not spoiled that, and I was really afraid she was going to lose it in the explosion or something like that, and then, you know, in a way, I just sound wrong, but I'm kind of bummed it's a boy because I wanted her to have a girl, but, you know, because of all the Sydney and all that other stuff, but...
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm happy for her to have a boy. I just want her to have a kid that lives that she can actually have, you know?
Maybe that's how
Eric Brady will come into the picture since he's supposed to be a priest. Maybe maybe he'll, like, be involved with the delivery or something. Ooh. Huh. Mm. Hadn't thought of that until just a second. I don't know if that's, I don't know if there's been any spoilers about it because I haven't been keeping up, but, that would be kind of an interesting twist for Sweeps, for her to have a baby in November for Sweeps.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
mm-hmm.
I mean, and that would only be like a one-year pregnancy because she got pregnant in November of last year. So it's toward the end of November, so maybe an 11-month pregnancy. That's not too bad in the soap years.
No, she found out she was pregnant in February, so she could have been pregnant and pregnant in January.
Well, but it was when she and EJ did it, though. Wasn't that November? Because they were trying to get together, and then he cheated on her with Sammy. But, like, I mean, they were just getting reunited and had slept together or something, and then, like, that Johnny went missing and all that. I don't know.
They kept sleeping together, though, until she found out.
No, she
slept together, like, the... No, it's like the... night before she even found out about the whole EGME thing. No, they were sleeping together the entire time. Yeah.
So November Sweeps baby would be perfect, and I'm wondering if Eric Brady will be the one. Maybe she goes on the run or something, and, you know, he happens into her, and then she goes into labor and gets to deliver. I mean, I'm totally making this up, but off the top of my head, but I'm just thinking maybe something like that. And then maybe he could be Rafe's long-lost brother, since Rafe was supposed to be raised in an orphanage by nuns and priests. So maybe this is... No, I'm just kidding. I'm just joking.
Yeah.
Because remember, they abandoned Rafe's
backstory. He has three brothers.
He no longer has one.
A brother and two sisters.
You know, it's kind of funny because when they brought him in, they had a backstory, and it's like maybe the writers were sitting around one day and going, yeah, he's not really... He can't carry a backstory. Let's just scrap that whole thing. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, the whole thing's weird with Nicole having EJ's baby, but as far as we can tell, there's no Jolie reunion. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
That's not in the works, but it looks like clearly they're going
to... I used to like them together, but I was bored with Jolie the last time around.
Yeah, the last time it was so confusing. He slept with her sister. You know.
Yeah, I know. Well, and I liked her working on the campaign with him and getting dirty, you know, against Jennifer and all that. That was kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I just was bored with them the last time around. I just was like, ugh. And then, I'm sorry, but she's trying to make this thing with Daniel true love always. Are you serious? They had true buddies.
I mean, it's
like months now.
That's it.
And it's like so ridiculous. If anything, I think Daniel had more feelings for her than the other way around, you know, so I don't know. I just...
But his feelings were petty.
Hung up on Rafe for a while.
Yeah, I mean, his feelings were sympathy, and she was actually trying to seduce him to get him to switch to paternity tests. So, I mean, that's a bizarre...
Yeah.
Beginning of a love story.
Well, and then like Rafe, actually, it was so funny that scene, that awkward feeling when you think somebody's talking about you and they're really talking about somebody else. That scene where she's like, "I'm worthy of having someone in my life that's seen as a hero and strong and reliable. And all, you know, she's listening off all these things, and Rafe's thinking, he goes, let me stop you. I don't have the same feelings for you. And she's like, I wasn't talking about you. I'm talking about
you. Yeah, she started laughing.
And I was kind of like, bam, that was good. I like that. Knock him down a peg or two.
Knock him down. Yeah, really.
But at the same time, I was kind of like, oh, I kind of, I really, it reminded me that I really did like those two together.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. Whatever. But they, I haven't kept up with the ratings, but I'm assuming they tanked a week ago.
Yes. We had two really good weeks after the Olympics. The show was funny. I mean, I remember just, like, laughing my head off, and, you know, and Stefano came back, and Jack died and all that. And then the show
and
just
Ian
switched.
Ian was, you know, great scenes with Ian and EJ and Stefano and everything.
Yeah, and then the show reverted back to being Rafe Daniel and then the Nick Fallon show. Yeah, the ratings, days went from third to fourth. They lost 200,000 viewers from the week before, but they were still up 200,000 from the year before. So, yeah, so that's how it went. But it slipped to fourth place. This General Hospital has a killer virus story going on, bioterrorism right now.
Didn't they do bioterrorism a few years ago?
Oh, I don't know.
They had, like, the whole hospital under, like, attack there for a while because Robin almost died and all this stuff. That was, like, three or four years ago. It seems like they did that.
Yeah, well, this
That's
one's different.
They
now
would revisit that. But the only good thing about General Hospital with that is that Ian showed up over there.
Yeah.
So now we,
he hasn't
now
been on since, though.
Huh?
Or as I know. It was only on for a few seconds, and that was it.
Yeah, but I think it's going to be 5 weeks after that original appearance, and he's going to be back, in scene.
Well, this this is bioterrorism, and the entire town's affected. So
not just the
slightly
hospital.
Different
okay.
from yeah, different from a
completely
you know, a
different
quarantine.
Scenario, right? Basically, yeah, that makes it original. The geography of it, okay.
Well, correct me up. Everybody has a virus, and other than looking a little glistening, no one really seems that sick. Like, if I had a virus and it was killing me, I would be, like, lying down in bed, you know, and eating chicken soup or drinking water. No, everybody's still walking around talking and with little glistening on their faces, and it just that kind of cracks me up.
Funny.
Like, yeah, basically everybody just has a fever.
Well, it just shows that they're at least that they're brilliant about some things, with them nabbing Ian as soon as he was quote unquote dumped by Dave.
Yeah,
it was shortly after that.
Well, yep. And the thing of it is, also General Hospital is only what 3 or 4 weeks tape ahead. I think
they're not as far ahead.
Or, I don't know about B&B, but I know YNR and GH only tape about a month ahead, and.
Yeah.
Right now, they're filming, well, they've been on hiatus, but when they go back, they're filming Christmas. And I swear, I was there in 2009, I was there, well, I've been there since, but I distinctly remember November 5th, 2009, when I was there, they were filming the December 23rd episode. So that tells you they're a full almost 2 months ahead of where they used to be then, and they were 7 weeks ahead then. So this is getting to be ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
How far in advance
how can
they're
you?
It's absolutely ridiculous. And,
what's
you know,
the
thing is, what they're not realizing is not only is it bad because they can't change course if it sucks, but
right. We
all know they can't change course if it sucks because we
mm-hmm.
know they're taping 4 months in advance. So we know that we're stuck for the next 4 months with stupid shit. Excuse my French.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
mm-hmm.
so it just gives you no hope that they're going to, you know, at least if you only know they're a month out, you only know what they've done a month out. If you don't have the writers, you know, information, then, you know, you only have, like, spoilers from the taping, then, you know, okay, we know what's going to happen in the next month, but who knows, it could all change. If we don't like it, the writers could change course, you know, and adapt. But here we know for the next 4 months, no matter how much we hate it, it's not going to change. And it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, is there, Gaze of Days tweeted to me the Will and Sonny scene is going to be this coming Friday.
Oh, cool.
Mm.
They are cute.
Anyway,
they are cute.
Yeah, they are cute together. So, and you can follow them at Gaze of Days. So,
you know what,
thanks
and Louie, when you think about it, you know, the reaction, you know, Will's reaction, like, oh, wait, no, you're my friend kind of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what, you know, a lot of us have gone through in life. When we,
yeah.
You know, we have feelings mm-hmm. for someone. I mean, whether you're gay or straight, I mean, that's a common scenario in life, you know. I mean, sometimes you are just looking at somebody as a friend and you never considered them as anything else. And all of a sudden you're like, oh, you know, there's that, it goes from, like, ew, to, oh.
Mm-hmm. This could work.
Yeah. So,
too bad Rose can't get on the show. She, DM'd me that, have Rafe and Kristen get together. So that way, Marianne can mm-hmm. just fast forward.
Oh, yeah, there you go. I fast forward through that, too.
I would, too. Oh, gosh.
I can't imagine that. I think Rafe would bring Kristen down. I think he would make her boring.
He makes everybody boring.
Yeah.
Well, get ready, because it'll be the Nick and Kristen show pretty soon. Did you know whenever they bring somebody back, that's all they do is show them. So we'll be seeing Kristen 5 days a week, whether we want to or not. So. I wish I could have, I mean, I'm always.
Okay, they can bring
Kayo
back.
Like,
I'll watch him 5 days a week. That's fine.
Yeah.
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 I'm always, usually the eternal optimist with this show is in the face of month after month of witless protection program scenes and, you know, hide the dead rapists in the water heater, sorority house water heater
Jesus.
Scenes.
Oh,
you know, even through the worst of the worst, I've, like, persevered and been like, okay, it's going to get better. It's going to get better. And right now, I'm frankly depressed. I'm not seeing much that I'm excited about right now. So, I don't know. It's just kind of like, you know, I don't want to be down on everything, but I'm just not finding it exciting to even tune in. I mean, like I said, there have been days where I've been home for lunch or I've been around or even at night I've had it on. I like Friday's episode, I fell asleep during it. You know, it's like I was watching it at night and I fell asleep. And that could just be more about me than the show, just being tired, but I mean, I made it through the first 5 minutes and conked out. So, you know, and there have been days when I've been trying to eat my lunch and it was actually so annoying I flipped the channel because I couldn't, or I just tuned it out because I just was like, I can't even watch this. And really, do you really want that for a reboot? You know, what we're seeing is a supposed reboot, a retooling.
It's a reboot of early 2011. It's the same damn thing.
It's
Rafe and Daniel.
I mean, and the thing of it is, you know, like somebody, one of our friends, you know, one of our dear friends from Canada, that said, well, but that's, you know, what they're attempting to do is this umbrella story with, you know, with Nick and everything. And I'm like, but you know what? And I know what she was saying. I appreciate what she was saying. But my thing is, I will give Nina credit for this. At least she knew how to build an umbrella story. She couldn't write, you know, the daily dialogue was boring as hell, but, you know, she managed to start out with a few characters, and by, you know, a year and a half, 2 years later, everybody's involved, you know, and it's still going, and it still has legs, and it still has plot twists. But I'm not seeing that right now with the Nick story. It's like it's all hitting us all at once, and it's like, you know, you're supposed to have kind of a slow build to that kind of thing.
Yeah, I hear you pretty much kiss umbrella storylines goodbye. Because I don't see anything on the horizon. Unless it, maybe when Kristen comes back, maybe I'll be a bit more of one. But, I don't know. There's really, other than hopefully Nicole having a baby, and I like to see Eric
Brady come back. There's really nothing that interests me in the spoilers.
Yeah, that part I'm looking forward to, but other than that.
Yeah. Nothing. And I'm the only non-Susan Banks fan out there, but I never liked Susan Banks. I'm sorry. I just thought she was super
funny. Oh, no, you would not be the only one.
Oh, good. But some people are like, oh, she's so funny. It's like,
no.
She was kind of a, she was kind of
I was
a caricature.
I wasn't watching during that time, but I actually have distinct memories of tuning in. Just, for people who tuned days out for years like I did and then came back, there'd be times when you're home for vacation or something and you just kind of like turn it on and go, gee, I wonder what Beau and Hope are up to. And you kind of tune in or, your old favorites, you kind of go, oh, yeah. And I remember some scenes with her and I'm thinking, what in the hell is that?
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't find it at all enjoyable watching it.
Yeah.
So that's my opinion on it. I'm just afraid with Tomlin, just knowing the way things are, knowing the way he's writing for Nick and the way he did with Melanie and he's done with others, it's going to be the Kristen show. And I'm sorry, but that's another character I couldn't care less about. Like Marianne said, they brought back the wrong Demira, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
At least Tony/Andre have layers and layers and tons of history and tons of connections, plus they're hot. The good and the bad, But I just don't see the appeal of Kristen on any level, quite frankly. So I'm just like, ugh. I mean, if I knew it was only going to be a couple days a week, I could probably tolerate it and be like, okay, fine. So, they're mixing it up a little bit, whatever. But knowing Tomlin, it's going to be the Nick treatment all over again. So.
So, is there anything we've missed tonight?
What?
It just seemed like the show just kind of revolved around the same people all week.
Last 2 weeks. 2 weeks solid.
Yeah, and they just randomly threw Kate in and Brady. Marlene and Sammy. That was funny. So,
Sammy called her a bitch, called Nicole a bitch, and she's like, who are you talking about?
I missed that part. The part where Sammy told Marlena that she's going to put her kids first and not any man, and Marlena just attempted to roll her eyes at her. I don't know if Deidre just couldn't move her face that well that day, but she just gave her a look like, okay, I'll believe it when I see it. Am I the only one who thought that she was trying to roll her eyes or trying to give her a whatever?
I didn't see that.
I was hoping that they would continue with that conversation, but then they dropped it, and Marlena's in the pub as well. It's like, Will's doing okay now. I think it's Sammy that needs the help. She just ruined another relationship, and she's jumping into two more.
It's super annoying that Marlena is so involved in Will's love life. I'm just kind of like, dude, it's okay. It's time to pass the baton. You're okay now. He's okay now. Let's let it go. I mean, I just the over-the-top giddiness and all that just annoys the crap out of me. I mean, I'm glad. I liked it that Will had somebody to talk to, and she actually had some street cred as far as, being a psychiatrist and all. I mean, that was kind of cool. And, the whole dynamic with Sammy messing up her own kid just like she'd messed up hers, I mean, there's a lot of good stuff in there, That part's fine. But I'm just like, okay, it's time to cut the cord. Will does not need to be running to Grandma to tell her about his love life all the time. But that's just my opinion. I think in real life, it's cool if you got a grandson-grandmother relationship like that. That's fine. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I find it annoying with Marlena for some reason.
Yeah, and Kate tried to fix up Will this week, too.
I loved that.
Yeah.
I wonder, too, because somebody asked back when Marlena was getting all the screen time about the Will story, and somebody said something about, well, what would you do in this situation, Lauren, and tweeted, she said, I'd find a hot guy for him or something. I'd fix him up with a hot guy or something. I love that. And that's basically what Kate did, and I thought that was so cute. I was like, I wondered if that was, if that was something, if if Lauren injected that, or I mean, not necessarily ad-libbed it, but I wonder if maybe they did that as a kind of a shout out to what she had said that time or something. Or maybe because she just knows Kate so well, you know, that that's what Kate would say. That's what Kate would do.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I can't think of anything else.
It was a bad week.
2 weeks.
We had a little bit of an E.J. Lucas showdown. Basically, Lucas was trying to talk E.J. into staying away from Sammy, which that didn't work.
Oh, of course.
Because all of Sammy's men think they're the one, and everybody else is just, you know.
At the very same time,
yeah. Yes, they're all wannabes and just, you know.
Because, you know, switches alliances like she switches underwear, hopefully.
And sheets. Yeah. So what are they going to do with Lucas now? I mean, I actually wouldn't be surprised if they let Ryan go, because I think Tomlin fired him in the first place.
Yeah, I'm kind of afraid for Rob Ryan.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, who are they going to set him up with? I mean, they're not going to go down the Nicole path. He's a Horton, so that eliminates all Hortons during the date. And I'm having a hard time. You should go after Gabby just to mess with Rafe. That'd be funny. Yeah, Melanie's leaving town. Abby's his cousin. Marianne, I can't hear you. You're kind of echoing.
Oh, okay.
Okay, there you go. That's better. Yeah. Yeah, what did he do with Lucas? Do you have any ideas?
Do with Lucas? I don't know. I'd like to see him keep, you know, there's that, you know, if they're going to put a triangle, it's more like they're going more towards EJ and Rafe. I'd rather it be EJ and Lucas instead of Rafe.
Yeah.
Because I think it's a lot more chemistry, playoff of between Lucas and EJ. I always like their scenes together.
Or they could do a quad with EJ, Lucas, Brady, and Rafe. Four guys.
There you go. Really?
Yeah. You know, unless they bring another girl in for Lucas.
Call them Ejukus with EJ and Lucas.
Yeah. Yeah, EJ Lucas, something like that. Or Ejamicus. Yeah. They need to bring in a girl for Lucas if they're going to keep him around.
Because there is no one else. I can't think of anyone else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everybody didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. See, that's why they probably should have kept Carrie in town. But I didn't mind seeing Carrie and EJ, so I thought that'd be kind of that would make Sammy's head explode if that happened.
Yeah.
But, you know, or maybe you could have Lucas be interested in Carrie. I wouldn't want to see that, but at least give him something. You know, or, you know, everyone's on to appear in Salem. So that's the thing. If you want Sammy to be interested in Lucas again, you got to get another woman for her to get jealous. And then she'll start, you know, hovering in his orbit again. So. Okay. Anything else? Anything else for this week we didn't? I don't know if we announced this or not. Lisa Rinna, I guess, quit the show. So,
quit or fired?
Quit? I don't know. I thought she said she quit.
Oh. Well, I mean, they weren't playing her, which is kind of crappy.
Yeah.
It's like they used her for PR, and that was about it.
Yeah,
they didn't treat her very well, I don't think.
No, I just think she threw in there.
Yeah, I mean, I was ticked at what she did about Joe Muscolo, but other than that, she's a pretty nice person, you know, so for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Says what's on her mind, you know. Pretty open, you know, pretty open mouth, insert foot kind of person, but, you know, seems pretty authentic, and it's a shame that, you know, things didn't work out, but they weren't using her, but, you know, that's kind of frustrating when you're on the roster, but you're not being called up, you know, so.
Yeah, it would have been a gross trifecta for Daniel, but Daniel and Billy were kind of cute in the beginning, but.
Yeah.
Oh, well. We're back with Danifer again. Which actually, it might be one of his worst pairings ever. Actually, I didn't like Dan Little either.
Oh, God. Hey, the only one I liked was the one with Kate. I thought they wrote him better during that one. He wasn't TV. But then as soon as Kate wasn't even over her seasonal cancer yet, and he was already fantasizing about nailing Chloe in the hospital beds and stuff. Mm.
Chloe's coming back.
Yeah, but Nadia's coming back
short term though.
Oh, just short term.
Yeah, she's not on contract, and that's not until January. Yeah, I didn't think of that.
But
a lot of people think she's
taking that fairly soon. Then.
Yeah, a lot of people thought she was coming to take Daniel off the show. Maybe she's coming to take Brady off the show. You never know. Or Lucas.
I can't even find that believable.
Yeah.
But I could see that. I could see that happening, knowing Tomlin. But I don't know. Mm. When I say Tomlin, I know it's not just him, but I know he's the head writer. So I mean, it's like Tomlin symbolizes all writing staff, not except for the Coolitons. They still rock. And Levinson's pretty good too. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was flipping channels this evening, and Undercover Bridesmaids was on TV. And that was the movie with
Martha Madison
and J. Kenneth Johnson. And it's a crappy movie. So I only saw a couple of minutes of it, but it was really bad.
But
J. Kenneth was the groom, and Martha was one of the bridesmaids. And basically, one bridesmaid was trying to get the bride killed because she thinks the bride's father stole money from her father, and the other bridesmaid is an agent, and she uncovered the plot of the one bridesmaid to kill the bride with an exploding wedding cake.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Does that sound like a classic to you?
Oh, it was bad. That could be like a Christmas special.
Yes, and I only saw like 3 minutes of it, and it's like, okay. But it's nice to see J. Kenneth, though. And Martha's hair was darker, too. She wasn't blonde in this one. So,
Martha's
sweet.
I really enjoyed her interview with her. She was fun.
I loved how we
were all fangirling over Dallas. That was so cute. She's adorable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and J. Kenneth's shooting a movie. I think it's another made-for-TV movie called Breakaway Hearts. And I put it on the blog, a set sider took the pictures and actually put it on, gave it to this person who has a message board called Hourglass. They alerted me they had the pictures first, but I didn't know that. I think the set sider actually did tweet the pictures this week. So, but J. Kenneth has a beard on, and he looks exactly like Sawyer from Lost. I mean, exactly.
Wow.
Oh my God, you have to see the pictures. It's the number one viewed blog of the week on the blog right now. So, I mean, it's making the rounds. I mean, he could be Josh Holloway's younger brother.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not exaggerating.
Well,
he's got the dimple.
Miss Lost. Oh.
Well, you can still watch it on G4 Monday nights like I do. They have a marathon. The network, G4, it's like a video game channel. They show Lost from 8 to midnight, 4 episodes. Right now they're on season 2, and Anna Lucia just shot Shannon. So that's where they're at right now.
Oh, that's cool, because I think I stopped watching after like season 2 maybe or 3. I can't remember which one now, but... But I've never heard of G4, huh? I'm looking now to see if I even have it. I've never heard of it before.
Yeah. So that's Monday nights. I saw Freddie Smith was tweeting. He's just started watching Lost.
Oh.
He must be catching it, too. Okay, I'm done talking.
All right.
I know. I keep thinking of stuff. But, yeah, seriously, you have to look at the J. Cam pictures. You have to.
Ooh.
If that's the only reason you go to the Diva blog. It's a good reason. You'll thank me.
Twist our arms.
yes, like I said, it's the number one viewed. If you go on the right side of the blog, it shows the most viewed of the week, and Jay Kahn is number one, so you can't miss it. So you don't have to go sit there and search for it. And well, the Hapkos must be having a heck of a birthday party because I haven't seen them on Twitter. So,
oh, hopefully, you know, Bob is treating his lady. It's just a special loving tonight.
So, okay, well, we'll see everybody next week. Same time, same place.
All right.
Thanks, everybody.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.